known as the Lion City, Singapore is the second most densely populated independent country in the world. In just 150 years, Singapore has grown into a thriving center of commerce and industry. Aside from its booming economy, Singapore serves as home to many of the world's religions, such as Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Taoism, Sikhism, and many others. On many occasions, our association members invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to visit Singapore to share her knowledge and wisdom. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled, We All Have the Wisdom of God, in March 1993.
Master, question was asked about Sai Baba earlier. How do you personally feel about him?
You ask me? Why? Why do you ask me about somebody else's?
Because there were a lot of deliberation about him earlier here about his magic power. And I know as a master, how do you feel about that?
I feel nothing. I have enough to do with my own work and my disciples. Why do I have to interfere with somebody else's work, huh? If you like information about him, you come to his center, his people, and get all the information you need. If you want to follow him, he's in India, available, young, beautiful, and miraculous. Now I think you should learn to respect all the masters and the teachers, yes, but choose whatever master that is suitable for your taste, your logic, your, how to say, intellect, and available to you, all right? Yeah? Mm. We don't know who's the master, who's not. Forget all about this. We don't go shopping, okay? And we don't list the name of who's the best master or not. It's a very personal. For example, there are some, one or two other masters also teach Kuan Yin method, right? And very famous, more famous than I am. Even I was born, they were already famous, before I was born, yes. But then he didn't follow. So probably it's a personal affinity, you understand? Not that these masters don't teach the same, but also he has his own taste, and he look into people's eyes and he see who is who. Okay, you can see that. So it's a very personal question. I don't push him to admit to you who is better than who. May not be better. I'm not better than you, never mind. I'm better than any other master or not. Understand? Now, we are equal in God's eyes and we have wisdom inside. We all have the Supreme Master inside. The best business for you to do is quickly find that master. And don't ask for any other thing. Okay? But you see, our brother here, he's a little bit too young for his age now. So sometimes you ask him, he didn't really quite get your question. Probably because the mentality is different. You see, you're more young, enthusiastic, curious, and your differentiation and discrimination is very sharp. He hasn't this kind of mind. He's like a child, you know? If you pose before him and say, I'm the master, he will bow to you. So don't bother asking him of all this very sharp question. I need to know what you mean. Understand? Indian people are very simple in their heart, very pure. Most of them are like that. And they worship even stone. Just pick any piece of stone and they worship it. They don't even bother to shape it into human shape like we Chinese do, make trouble and waste of time. I just pick a piece of stone, a round one, and they paint around it maybe three rings just to make it different from the other stone, if they bother to do that at all. Sometimes they don't, and then they just put it on the altar, bath it with milk, butter, flour, and then just worship it. understand. And anyhow, but I can assure you that he believed in our path, and he just followed me. Okay, so don't worry that he had confusion in his head. He doesn't. He just worship all the masters, like all the Indians does. But he choose one for his personal development. Yes, and that's how you do also. Okay? Yeah. Is that right, brother? Yes, yes, yes. That is his master. And the other master, he worship, he respect, but doesn't belong to him. Understand what I mean? So don't get confused that he knows so many masters and then he worship everybody the same. No, no, he worship them, but he has one. Understand? Just like you like many beautiful girls, but you have only one girl. Yeah, yeah. One wife. Huh? All right? Yes, yes, it's different. You cannot say other girls are not beautiful, but you love only one. And you know that one is only for you. Okay? Sometimes you see many photos in the newspaper, beautiful, you might cut it. Movie star, you cut him. And plus on your wall, but the photo of your girl is different, huh? Even you don't put it on the wall, or you put it on the wall, it's different, huh?
Mr. Narayan is a very humble man. His door always open for all kind of practitioner. He treats them as God.
Yeah. So that's it's Indian people mentality.
The atmosphere in his bookstore, in his house, is so beautiful, so sincere. Before we went to his house, and he received one poster, master's poster. That time we was trying to spread the news in Indonesia for master's lecture. But since Mr. Allen received this poster, he respect master so much. He has no any discrimination about the nationality of the people. He just respect master so much and immediately set up offering table.
Altar.
With flower, with fruits, with candles. Okay, so Mr. Dalan just keep calling to our house, say that he would like to invite master to his bookstore. And I say, well, you know, our schedule is full, so I cannot promise you. And you know what Mr. Dalan do? He keep praying all night long, non-stop praying, you know. So master cannot sleep all night, just walking in the house all night because somebody praying so eagerly, you know, cannot stop. So master say, I got to go to his house next day.
And he already refused. Yeah. And they didn't tell me that he called. Nothing at all. But I said, I got to go to that Indian man's house, otherwise I get mad. I go mad. So early in the morning, I told him like that, and then we went to his house. Yeah.
Actually, that day we have the initiation, many things to do.
Yeah.
I must have to do anything. Because his sincerity is wholehearted, 100%, nothing else, pure. Yeah. You know, eager to see master, to receive, to treat master as a god in his house. So that day, Mr. Narayan called me again that morning. He said, what should I do? Only I can invite master to my house. Whatever you want me to do, I do it. Tell me, please. You know, I said, okay. I asked master, and then suddenly master arrived at Mr. Narayan's house. Oh, I think that's the moment, if full of the joys. I cannot describe in your heart, I think. I cannot describe your own feeling. And when we arrive, we see master picture with flower, with candle, and fruit offering there. We feel so touched. And he prepared a chair there and a cushion on the floor. And that day, he just keep invite master to sit in that chair and treat us with all his heart. I feel so warm and so touched. And he say one thing after initiation, he say to me, I can tell many things from people's eyes. From master eyes, I only feel giving, love, giving, all giving, never receive, never ask anything to return. And he say the right thing. That's always master do to us. Never ask anything to return, just giving. I just tell the truth, you know.
Thank
he just
you.
See master one or two time only, and he keep this spiritual path for a long time. So that's why he can tell directly to the point. That's what I want to say, homie. Thank you.
You may sit on a chair, feel better. If you want, or you sit there if you like.
There's a chair.
Whatever is comfortable, let him do it, because you cannot argue with Indian. They know too much. Yes, any other question?
那个他们家是什么名字都有啊，什么宗教什么名字他都有，都是贴的满满的，从第一楼到第二楼，到从每一个房间都处都是名师的照片，非常诚心的一个人。他的门啊永远未任何一个修行人开，他对每一个修行人就当上帝这样对待，所以我们到他那边去的时候感觉到非常的舒服，非常的诚心，非常的感动。那么他在还没有遇到师父的时候，他只收到那个海报，他就马上把它供养起来，只有师父的照片，有鲜花，有蜡烛，还有水果，随时24小时供养在那边。那么他那天就是很想请师父到他家去，让他做最好的招待。 那么我们都说师父很忙啊，没办法，每天都很多工作，结果他就一直求，求到师父啊，整晚都不能睡觉，他整个晚上不断的求，求从晚上到天亮这样子，那师父整个晚上就在屋子里面走来走去，没有办法休息啊，因为他是全心全意这样祷告，什么都没有，一个念头而已，就是要请师父来，非常诚心，所以第二天师父即使硬心啊，然后做很多事情，再怎么忙也是想办法抽出一点时间，然后赶快跑去。 这位先生的家里面，然后让他完成他的心愿，他的那个渴望心。我们去的时候，那个他那个有一个椅子哈，从来都没有人坐的，他就是准备要给那个好像不晓得要给谁就对了，一个最好的椅子，还有一个地上还有一个坐一个踏脚垫哈，在那边。然后师父去的时候，哦，他好诚心请师父上去坐，然后马上就拜师父的脚，这个是他的一个诚心的表现呐。 他是真的很诚心的，我们感觉很感动。在旁边的弟子看到真的是全心全意的。后来他印心以后跟我讲一句话，他就说：“我看人的眼睛啊，我就知道他的心里面有什么。当我看师父的眼睛的时候，我只感觉到师父都是爱，然后都是给而已。师父不会要求我要给他任何东西，就是师父的爱，就是一直给，一直给，一直给，从来不要求回报。所以他的故事我知道，从他的行动里面证明了。” 他对师父的那个认可啊，是马上，是很肯定，而且是最完全的。他如果他对别的名师也一样的话，那我没话讲。不过他对师父的肯定很快、很直接，而且是永远用那个最高的方式来对待师父，所以我能够从他的行动告诉你们，他对师父是全心全意，而且是认最高的认可。谢谢。
Master, I have a very interesting question for you.
Very interesting?
To me, yes. I hope you find it interesting too. We have stories about Jesus Christ and read through his Bible.
Yes.
Yes. I'm not a Christian.
Yes.
But I read through his Bible.
Yeah.
And in your opinion, do you consider Jesus Christ a Buddha, an enlightened one? And if so, in what ways has he shown himself to be a Buddha?
You see, if somebody, after being crucified for many hours, thirsty, hurt, deserted, and still forgive his enemies and pray God to help them, do you think ordinary person can do that? With no hatred, only love. Don't talk about his miracles or his healing or his teaching. Just his attitude is a Buddha's attitude.
Yes.
It's a saintly attitude, don't you think?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes. Is that right, brother? Indian saint? Is that right? Yeah. You see, most of the time, I understand why you ask so many this question, whether which master different or not different. Yeah, I understand. Because most of us know that if we follow one master, we should be wholeheartedly follow one. It's better for us. Yeah, that's all. But such a person is different. You understand? Are different. Also, he follow only one master. Yeah, but he worship and respect other master. Yeah, it's the same. The same way we should do it. We don't need to bring all the poster to our house, but we respect other masters. Yeah, it's all right. Okay. Yes, and you know yourself who is the one you want to follow. That's enough. All right. And other masters, they have their way of teaching. They have their way of treating their disciples. Also, the way to take care of their house and entourage. Yes, non-master are alike. If we would be alike, then we don't need so many master. Even then, but each master do have different quality, and maybe personality and taste, and a little bit. Maybe slightly different in attainment. Understand? But we do not say who is who. We just follow whom we want to follow. Okay? And that would be enough. All right? I don't make one more. All right. But are you satisfied? If you want to know whether all the master are different or not, you have to go personally and search. Okay. Yes. Just also to let you know, Indian people are like that.
From Tibet, we believe there are two souls. One is inside, and the other one is the external body. Yeah.
No, it's different. Okay, yeah. On our path, we directly contact our own soul. I mean, our own self. There's no external soul beside that.
I'm embarrassed to say something. After I became vegetarian, I gained 7 kilo weight.
Yeah, most of them gain weight after vegetarian. But some people who are already fat lose weight. Oh, it's a miracle that the Kuan Yin method can adjust and know what you like. Yeah. Otherwise, if the fat one gain more weight, then, alas, nobody follow me. Otherwise, maybe only all the men follow and women never, because they say, my God, I'm already enough. And then if after vegetarian diet and Kuan Yin method, I get more generous portion than goodbye. It's truly our inner self can take care of us, even in that small way. That our soul knows we should lose weight or gain weight. She's okay, she can gain weight. So that's different. So don't be scared that when she says she gained 7 pounds, other people lose 70 pounds. It's different, huh? All right, and get more healthy. Homo health. But we don't practice Kuan Yin method because health or because of all these outer appearances. If we become more beautiful, that's fine. Yes. If not, it's fine. Because we don't stay here forever. But while we are here, if we have a duty, then we to see other people, etc., and we might look after our appearance if we can afford it. Yeah? If we cannot, then it's okay. And even each one is different. For example, yesterday I said, put on makeup and wear nice clothes for your husband. But maybe your husband don't like it, so don't do it. Understand? He might like you just the way you are. Yeah? What? The white makeup for him only. Right, right. It's true, yeah? You love with makeup or without? With a little. Ah, yes, 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 yes. Yes, but most of women don't know the trick. When they go out, they wear beautiful clothes, glamorous, and makeup very beautiful. When they come home, they look like a beggar. And so the men don't like it. Understand? And they have illusion about the neighbor's wife. Because they never see the neighbors in the nighttime. Yeah, only see daytime. Also makeup beautiful. Yes. Therefore, the trick is like that. Yes, yes, yes. Mostly women make up and wear beautiful clothes just when they go out and see somebody else that they have nothing to do with. And their husband, the most intimate, the most important in their lives, they neglect. And then blame him for going out for dinner. eating in another restaurant. Understand? Yeah. Therefore, it's not very important to be married or what, but because you are already married, and if you complain that your husband is unfaithful, then you have to check your appearance. Understand?
Or you mean
unfaithful because of wife? Yes. That I believe. Sometimes we women are dominating, yes, domineering, and hard to please, yes. Also forget, after marriage, just think, okay, I got him, that's it. Now he won't go anywhere, I caught him, and then finish, you know. You have to take care of your husband after marriage, more than before, because now it's yours. Before, you don't care. Maybe he might go to somewhere else or marry someone else, but now you have it. Whatever you have, you must take care. Yeah? Otherwise, you lose it. Yeah, that's the law. Because whatever you don't appreciate, God will take it. Or if you don't know how to use it, or you don't appreciate, God will think, okay, you don't like it, I take it to give it to someone else who likes it better. Right. Yeah? So, most of people believe that after marriage, a woman don't need to take care of themselves anymore, is wrong. And if you practice, you don't take care of yourself, it's also wrong, because you will be unsuccessful in your business, unsuccessful in your marriage, and your life will be a misery. Right, brother? Yes. It's okay if you are alone, but you have children, then you have also duty to the children to take care of your marriage, right? Also, duty to your husband, because you make him unfaithful. That's very uncomfortable for him also, because most husbands respect and love their wife, believe it or not. It's very uncomfortable for a husband to walk out and have an affair with another woman. It is not his very deep, heartfelt desire at all. Is that not so? All the men here answer me? Yeah? Yes. It's true. Yeah, it's true. So lately I put on some makeup. Just to let you know, this lipstick will not cover your Buddha's light. Will not alter your inner state of enlightenment. And just do your duty. Use whatever God gave you to beautify the world and to beautify your life. But don't get attached to it and don't look upon these things as important. If you put on makeup, and put it on. If you don't, you don't. Understand? There's no difference within. Once you have been, graduated as a doctor, whether you wear rag or you wear a beautiful vestment, it makes no difference to your inner knowledge and position, right? But as a doctor, of course, it's preferable that you would wear clean clothes and neat, so that people have more excuse to respect you. And it's easier in the connection or transaction, talking with each other, make both feel easy. Is that right? Yeah. We don't need to be ugly to be a Buddha. Become an ugly Buddha is also very ugly. you see, before I became a nun, right? It's just my fate in this life that I had to be in that time, doing this kind of job, okay? All right, but that's finished. I'm not finished inside, only outside, okay? Now, why I became a nun, I shaved my head, and I don't put on makeup like before. Just because for me, makeup or not makeup is not important. Understand? Yes. But now, because I'm doing this job, I realize that many people are misleading by their outer appearance. And they think, some people think, if to get initiation with me and then they have to forsake their husband and don't ever put makeup on again and don't do anything at all. And then their life in misery. And then the husband don't like them, thinking they became different, or don't like them, or want to become a nun next. The rag and the golden carpet is equally worldly things. To cling to one or another is the same bondage. Understand? And therefore, I'm happy that you understand this. Yes. And I have more, I mean more, a position closer to you feeling. You feel closer to me this way, so you can entrust to me many of your personal problems. Personal problems, family problems, doesn't seem belonging to spiritual field, but it does. Because what is the good of me teaching you, doing meditation and becoming Buddha, while your life is in misery, your husband is in trouble, yeah, and lonely, and your children are feeling unhappy because of the splitted family. Is that right? And I want to bring heaven to you now, not hell. Yes. Therefore, everything you can use of this world to make your life better, to beautify your surrounding, and to consolidate your marriage, then please use them. Use them, not be bound by them. Just use them.
We thank you for your lovely presence on today's Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for part 3 of this enlightening discussion. Now please stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, only on Supreme Master Television.